Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Plus English.
欢迎收看今天的 A 加。
So we've been talking about this story, Androcles and the Lion, but you know, it's a really old story.
Yes, so why do we need to read a story so old?
Well, that's a good question, because I don't think I have seen a lion in the forest, and I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, you can only see the lion in the zoo.
Yeah.But, you know, sometimes old stories like this, they can teach us something. They were good for teaching people a lesson in the past, and they can still teach us something now.
Oh, you said that there's a lesson in the story. 所以这个故事呢可以教我们一些东西。So you mean there's something in the story that was useful 2,000 years ago, and is still useful now.
Right.So let's watch today's lesson and find out what it is.
Androcles and the Lion.
Reading A.
The men took Androcles back to Mr. Shep. Mr. Shep was angry and said, "You will be fed to the lions." Androcles was brought before a hungry lion.The lion jumped at him right away. But then it stopped suddenly. It was the lion from the forest.
Now, in the first part here, we see that the men took Androcles back to Mr. Shep. Now, back here has a special meaning.When you go back somewhere, that means it's a place that you were before, and you return there.
这边呢，这句话讲到了，这个 Mr. Shep 他的这个仆人呢，把 Androcles 呢带回去。那我们看到了 back 这个副词 ，back 呢就是回去的意思。举个例子 ，After you use the dictionary, please put it back on the shelf.你用完这个字典之后呢，要把它放回去这个架子上。
So when the men brought Androcles back to Mr. Shep, Mr. Shep was very angry. He said, "You will be fed to the lions." Now, fed is the PP of the verb feed. When you feed something, you give food to it.
好可怕哦，这个 Mr. Shep 说 You will be fed to the lions 这个 be fed 呢它是一个这个被动式就是被喂而 fed 这个过去分词呢它的动词就是 feed 它的三态呢就是 feed, fed, fed 喂的意思举例来讲The mother feeds the baby about every 4 hours 这个妈妈呢大约每四个小时就要喂这个小婴儿
Here's another example sentenceMegan feeds her cats twice a day.
Megan 呢每天喂两次她的猫。
So a long time ago, when someone hated you, they might feed you to the lions. That means let the lions eat you. Now luckily, we don't do that to people anymore.
So in the next sentence, we see the word before, but it has a special meaning.
Androcles was brought before a hungry lion. Now here, before doesn't mean earlier. It means in front of.
这个 before, 我们过去所学到的都是呢、在什么时间之前。比方说你说 before 10 o'clock, 就是十点之前。不过在这里它是别的意思是在什么的前面就跟片语 in front of 是一样的。
For example,The president stood before the people and made a speech.
举例来讲，刚刚 Clayton 说的，就是呢，这个 president 这个总统呢，站到前面去呢，站在观众的前面，然后呢，做了一个演讲。So, what happened to Androcles? He was brought in front of a lion.
The lion jumped at him. Now here, at has a meaning that is more like towards.It's the same as in this sentence. He threw the ball at me.
他呢向我丢了一个球。那在这里的 at 呢，它比较像 towards， 就是向某个方向，它是一个介系词。再举别的例子， My cat always jumps at me to welcome me when I get home.
But there's another part of this sentence. It says, the lion jumped at him right away. Now when something happens right away, that means it doesn't wait. It just happens very quickly.
这个 right away 这个副词片语它有立刻的意思，那有另外一个副词片语意思也跟它很相近，也是立刻，就是 at once. At once 也有立刻的意思。举个例子， after the filming， 在摄影之后呢， I have to leave at once， 我必须要立刻离开， because I have to meet some friends.
Here's another example. Your uncle is coming here today. Clean your room right away.
你的叔叔呢今天要来了，你要立刻清你的房间。 OK, so, but did the lion eat Androcles?
No, it stopped suddenly. When something happens suddenly, that just means you don't know it's going to happen, but it just happens.
这个 suddenly 是一个副词，就是突然的，好奇怪哦，这个狮子呢竟然突然的停下来了。
Here's an example sentence. I looked for my dog for an hour, but suddenly it just came to me.
我找了狗一个小时，不过突然之间它竟然呢跑向我了。I thought the lion was going to eat Androcles. Why did it suddenly stop?
Because it was the lion that Androcles knew from the forest. They were friends, so of course the lion didn't eat him.
原来这只狮子就是之前 Androcles 在森林里面遇到那只狮子。He took care of it, right?
Right. Jenny, have you ever made friends with an animal?
Well, I have a pet. It's a cat. Maybe I make friends with it.
You know, this makes me think of a story that we had in last month's A+ magazine. Do you remember? There was a girl named Karana, and she lived on an island, but she didn't have any family. So she made friends with the animals on the island.
没有错，我们上个月呢有读到一篇文章，就是有关于 Karana 的。她呢的家人都已经死掉了，所以她一个人留在这个岛上面，非常的孤独。不过还好呢，她有交一些动物朋友， made some animal friends.
Yes, but I really want to know what happens to Androcles in the last part of our story. And I want to know what the advice is for us.
到底接下来会发生什么样的故事呢？我们不是有提到呢 ，there's a lesson in a story。这个故事当中呢，应该有一些意义，有一些教训。到底它要给我们什么样的 advice 呢？我们先休息一下，然后再来看看最后一段的故事内容。
Androcles and the Lion.
Reading B.
The lion ran happily to Androcles. Did you use magic? Mr. Shep asked in surprise. No, I was just kind to it. If you treat others nicely, they will do the same, Androcles answered. Mr. Shep felt bad and said, You and the lion are free to go.
Well, we find out in the last part of the story that Mr. Shep's plan to kill Androcles didn't work. The lion didn't eat him. It just ran happily to him. Now, happily here is an adverb. It means to do something in a happy way.
这个 happily 呢就是 happy 这个形容词的副词，当然就是快乐地的意思。那我们知道副词呢它可以用来修饰动词，修饰动作，所以 ran happily 呢就是很快乐地跑向了这个 Androcles.
Right. And of course, Mr. Shep was surprised to see this. And he asked Androcles a question in surprise. When you do something in surprise, that just means you're surprised when you're doing it.
这个 in surprise 的 surprise 呢就是惊喜惊讶它可以当名词或是动词而在这个 in surprise 这个片语的意思呢就是惊讶地就是等于 surprisingly.
Here's an example sentence. There was a loud sound last night and I woke up in surprise.
昨天晚上有个很巨大的声响所以呢我就很惊讶地起床了。再举别的例子。比方说呢我没有想到会遇到个老朋友 Tom So when I saw him I just looked at him in surprise 我就非常惊讶地看着他
Now what did Mr. Shep ask Androcles? He said, did you use magic? Now magic is something that is really hard to believe When you do magic You make things happen that seem impossible
这个 magic 它是一个名词就是魔法的意思举例来讲 Once I didn't prepare for my test 有一次呢我没有准备考试 And I hoped that I knew magic to pass the test 我真希望我知道魔法然后呢就可以通过考试了
Here's another example Harry Potter uses magic to do many things.
我们都很熟悉的这个 Harry Potter 就是哈利波特呢他用这个 magic 用魔法做了非常多的事情。So Clayton, do you know magic?
No, I don't know how to do magic, but I have a friend that can do magic. Sometimes she just thinks of something and then makes it happen.
Oh, so did you ask her to help you?
No, but maybe I should. But Androcles didn't use magic on the lion. He was just kind to it. He treated the lion nicely, and that's why it didn't hurt him.
这个 kind 呢它是一个形容词就是仁慈的。原来这个 Androcles 呢它并没有用任何的 magic, 它只是呢对这个狮子非常的 kind, 非常的仁慈。
So Androcles has some advice for us. He says, if you treat others nicely, they will do the same. Now this just means that if you act nicely towards other people, you treat them well, that means you're always good to them, then they will do the same. They will also be nice to you.
这里呢 Androcles 给我们一些建议一些 advice。他就说呢 if you treat others well, 这个 treat 呢它是一个动词就是对待的意思。如果呢你对待别人好 they will do the same, 他们也会做同样的事情也就是也会对你好的意思。
Here's an example sentence. My neighbor treats his dog badly.He yells at it, and he never walks it.
我的邻居呢，对他的狗非常的糟。他呢，对他大叫，而且从来没有呢，带他去散步。And you know what? One day the dog was really angry, and it bit its owner. 他竟然咬了他的主人。
So I guess we can also say, if you treat others badly, they will do the same.
同样的道理如果呢你对别人很糟的话他们也会用同样的方式来对你
Well, what happened next in our story? It says that Mr. Shep felt bad Now when you feel bad in this way maybe you think about something that you did and you say, oh, I should not have done that or you think about something that happened to someone else and you feel sorryThat's what we mean by feeling bad in this way.
这边呢 Mr. Shep 听完了 Androcles 讲的话的时候就 felt bad. 他觉得非常的伤心难过。那比方说呢如果你的一个朋友他的狗死掉你可以说 Oh, I feel bad that your dog died yesterday.
Right. So Mr. Shep felt bad. So he told Androcles something. You and the lion are free to go.Now, if you tell someone that they are free to go, that means they can leave.
这个 free to go, free 呢它是一个形容词是自由的。所以你讲 free to go, 就是你自由了你可以走你就可以走了。
So sometimes I say this to my students at the end of class. I'll say, you're free to go. That just means class is over, bye bye.
有时候 Clayton 呢会跟他学生说 You are free to go, 你可以走了课程结束了。
So the advice in this story is just that if you treat other people well, they will also treat you well.
所以呢，这个故事里面要告诉我们的就是说呢，如果你对别人好，那别人呢也同样的会对你好。举例来讲 ，My parents treated me really well, and I hope I can take care of them when they get old.
Right. You know, that's how people help each other. You know, they treat each other well, and then we can all work together and treat each other well. Okay, everybody, I hope you can use this advice in your life. That's it for today's story. We need to go to Word Power, so don't go away.
Word Power.
Hi, and welcome to Word Power. Our first word today is feed. Feed.
Feed, 它是动词哦，是喂食的意思。那大家注意它的三态是 feed, fed, fed. Feed, fed, fed.
Sarah feeds fish to her cat every day.
Sarah 呢每天喂她的猫吃鱼哦。That's right, if we have a pet, we need to feed it.
Well, this cat is really lucky. It gets fish every day. I don't get fish every day. Oh, what a lucky cat. Okay, next word, magic. Magic.
Magic 是名词，魔法的意思。
Sam knows how to do magic.
Sam 呢，他知道如何变魔术哦。So Clayton, can you do magic?
No, I don't know any magic. Do you?
No, me neither.
Maybe we should study magic together.
Good idea.
Next word, in surprise. In surprise.
In surprise, 它是一个片语，惊讶的。
I looked at Jane in surprise because she looked different.
我很惊讶地看着 Jane 哦，因为她变得好不一样哦。
And the last word is treat, treat.
Treat 是动词，对待的意思。
Lucy is popular because she treats everyone well.
Lucy 呢，她很受欢迎哦，因为她对每一个人都非常的好哦。
Yes, I like people who treat everyone well.Okay, everybody, that's it for our word power today, but there's more on the show, so don't go away.
Keep in mind.
Bill, what can we do before dinner on Friday night?
Well, before we go, we can go swimming.
That's a good idea. You know, I went to a swimming pool before, and it was really great.
Really? What's the name of the swimming pool?
AMC Swimming Pool.
Oh, I heard about that pool. They say it's good.
Yeah, it's good. 好，我们这边看到的呢是 before 的一些用法。那首先大家注意一下，它不同的词性有不同的用法哦。Before 呢，首先当介系词的时候呢，后面就加名词，所以 before dinner. What can we do before dinner? 在晚餐前可以做什么？那 before 呢，也可以当连接词，后面加子句，所以要加主词再加动词。So before we have dinner, we can go swimming. 然后呢，最后它的用法是可以当副词。I went to a good swimming pool before. 我以前呢去过一间很棒的这个游泳池哦。
Okay, well, should we do anything before we swim?
I think you need to get a pair of swimming shorts.
Yeah, probably.
You lost them to the ocean, right?
Androcles and the Lion.
The men took Androcles back to Mr. Shep. Mr. Shep was angry and said, "You will be fed to the lions." Androcles was brought before a hungry lion. The lion jumped at him right away. But then it stopped suddenly. It was the lion from the forest. The lion ran happily to Androcles. Did you use magic? Mr. Shep asked in surprise. No, I was just kind to it. If you treat others nicely, they will do the same, Androcles answered. Mr. Shep felt bad and said, You and the lion are free to go.
Review time.
For review time today, you need to put the sentences in the right order.
今天我们的 review time 呢比较不一样哦，昨天啊 Click 呢他会念一些句子，那我们必须要、哦、根据他发生的先后顺序，然后我们要写一二三哦。
Mr. Shep planned to feed Androcles to a lion.
Mr. Shep 呢他计划呢要把这个 Androcles 呢喂给狮子来吃哦。
Okay, let's see about that one later. Let's check number two.Androcles and the lion were free.
Androcles 呢跟这个狮子呢最后都自由了。
And the last one, the lion didn't eat Androcles because he helped it before.
这个狮子呢它并没有吃下 Androcles 哦，因为这个 Androcles 呢它之前帮助过这只狮子哦。
So Millie, which sentence should be first?
Well, let me think.I think the first sentence, Mr. Shep planned to feed Androcles to a lion.
Right.、Mm-hmm. How about the second sentence?
And after that, well, I think it's the third sentence. The lion didn't eat Androcles because he helped it before.
Good. And so that means the last sentence must be Androcles and the lion were free.、Mm. Okay, everybody, I hope you did well. Stay with us. There's more.
Living phrases.
Right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
The party is over. We have to clean the house right away.
Yeah, or Mom will be angry when she comes back.
I'll clean up the floor right away.
And I'll clean the table right away.
Oh no! What about the cake on the table?
I guess we'll have to eat it all right away.